WRCC 582, anyone monitoring?
582, WROG 46, how's it going?
Doing good, just got this Kenwood mobile. How do I sound? It's a 25 watt handheld. Not handheld, handheld. Okay, it's a 25 watt Kenwood mobile. How do I sound?
Sounds great.
Thanks, buddy. Took me a while to program this thing. It's a little difficult.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Older software.
Ah, yeah, that'll do it.
So I have to whip out the old Windows 95 for it. I hate bringing out that laptop because it hardly never turns on because old battery.
Oh, it's on the battery or? Oh, laptop battery, sorry.
You're all good. I might make this into a portable, what are those things, mobile that you carry around, portable battery, something like that.
Yeah, you always do a little lithium battery, make it mobile.
Yeah, I'm trying to do what you guys do with your mobiles, like you carry them around and you have a power supply, like a portable power supply that powers it.
Oh, okay, yeah, like you nice, that'd be cool.
I'm not sure if it's my side or your side, but you came in like a robot, like in and out, like a robot, like on a phone.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Six, I'm back. Sorry, I using my little Bluetooth hand mic, and I was holding it on the opposite side of my body. That's probably why.
You're okay, buddy. Yeah. I've really nothing else to say besides, yeah, you're all right. I'm still programming this radio, and I don't know much about it, so I hope it doesn't have those things where it does the PTT ID thing, where when I key up, it makes the squelch thingy. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you know what it sounds like. Does it make like a sound beep at first? Because I try to disable that, and I'm not sure if it works on my side.
Let's see, you got the one on the back end, but let's see, key up again, we'll see if it's on the front.
WRCC 582, check, check, check.
Yeah, I don't hear anything on the front side, just the back side.
Good.
I'm actually curious, I might have you see if you could hear something any different. I seen a setting on my radio the other day, or today, I was curious what it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just got my little FRS radio, so, yeah. Oh, it does make the sound at the end of the tone. I don't have much channels programmed on this radio so far. I just have this one and Ogre Call. I'm pretty sure you know what Ogre Call is on the repeat on the channel 21.
I'm not 100% sure. Is it the sound or what?
If you go on radio reference, it shows the repeater listed as Ogre Call, the, you know, the one.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but so far I like this little Kenwood radio. It's really compact and small. It's a 25 watt. You know, funny thing is, I just found out with Chirp, you know, the software Chirp where you can program Balfanes and all that, you can program the mobile off on Chirp and it'll work. I just found out and it works just like a champ.
On the Motorola?
No, the Kenwood I got. It's a Kenwood that I'm using right now that I programmed. Right now I'm on.
Okay. That's cool.
But I'm trying to... I'm just... Do you know any cases to buy for it? Like to make a portable mobile? Because I don't know where to start. Like the case... And, you know, like, just to make it look nice and for the mic and all that.
It depends. I mean, you could Google search, see if there's anything specific for that radio. They make some really nice setups out there, but they get extremely spendy. I probably wouldn't do one of those for just one mobile, but or you do something like I did with just a little ammo box, plastic ammo box, so it's pretty light. You'd have to measure the radio and stuff and see where it's going to fit. That's bad. Yeah, I get the dimension of the radio and start looking around, see how you want to do it.
Yeah, that would be nice. I switched over to my Motorola because I'm programming my Kenwood right now. I'm just curious, do you know what beat shift means?
B-E-A-T shift?
Affirm. Because I have no idea, but I'm not going to mess with the settings, so I'm probably just going to leave it off.
Okay, it's for adjusting. Let me read it out here. Function eliminates a problem of receiver's internal interference caused by internal oscillators. The harmonic of the oscillator implemented for the microprocessor may interfere with receiving audio. You can eliminate this problem by slightly shifting a frequency of oscillator used for the microprocessor. Each channel can be assigned as enabled or disabled. So, like, if you're receiving and you like a weird sound coming through, but you don't have it on a handheld or anything, like, next to it, then you can adjust that to try to get rid of that sound, is what it's for.
Thanks, buddy. I was like, what the heck is this thing? And then when you told me, I was like, okay, that makes sense. I'm just going to probably turn that on then. Yeah.
Well, you probably leave it off unless you're getting a weird noise. Because if you turn it on, you gotta adjust it. If you're not getting a weird noise, then you probably don't need it. Unless it self-adjusts, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I highly doubt it. This radio is like from 2000. So, I'm surprised it still works and used Chirp to program it, which I am surprised.
I'm not terribly surprised. They've been pretty good with Chirp about updating radios on there. They had a pretty good list now.
That's true.
Funny, the setting I was looking for that I seen earlier, I can't find it now.
I'm going to try to send you the picture of the mobile. I sent you the picture of what the mobile looks like, the Kenwood.
Take a look here. Okay, yeah, I think it's a good little size too, it looks like.
Yeah, so I'm just using Chirp to program it. I really don't know what else channels to program on it. Like, I don't know if there's any more repeaters. I highly doubt I'll hit Ogden, but I just got all the repeaters in here in Salt Lake City. Yeah.
I was gonna have that thing mobile, might as well put Ogden in there.
Good point. What's the tones for Ogden again? I kind of forgot.
Is there on there or what?
You know, like the Mount Ogden tones, like the repeater tones? I kind of forgot the tones for it.
It's the same as Promontory.
114?
Roger that.
Okay, I just added it. I have no idea what that sound was, but okay.
Yeah, I've been hearing it here and there. I don't know if it's this repeater or what.
If I remember, a couple months ago it started doing that, and then it started stopping handhelds getting into the repeater.
Yeah, I did that on Saturdays, Nat. That was weird.
I guess we're on that time of season again on the repeater.
Yeah, maybe with the heat or something.
Yeah, it could be the heat. Yeah,
radio's definitely been a little bit different lately from work because we have a new building right on the south side where it used to just be a field. But they just put up another commercial building, so it's kind of changed the reach a little bit.
Are you using a handheld in your building right now?
standing outside. I'm about to go back in, but yeah.
You're on your break?
Yeah, I was. Now I'm heading back in.
Let the fun begin.
Now I'm back in the building. TV can tell the difference, but I didn't go to low power.
I could hear you. I can hear you still.
That's good to know. Give me a second here to look at something. 406, be a moment.
Okay.
I'm back. I had to check some inbox.
Hi, back. I'm Mikhail.
See, I'm in my office now. See how you hear me? I usually get a little noisy in here.
I could hear you.
Ah, well, that's good to know. Let's see if I can get away with putting this thing on the charger, too, then.
Charging the radio and transmitting? Oh, you're committing a crime right there. WRCC582 on the handheld.
Sorry about that, answering questions.
You're all good.
I'm actually enjoying the night that I don't gotta be on a machine, but I might be on a machine the rest of the week and half of next week, we'll see.
Now I'm kind of curious, what kind of machines do you work on? What kind of machines do you work on? WRCC 582, calling out to Chris. I'm going to head to bed, so it was nice talking to you for a bit, so have a good one. WRCC 582.
Mikel, sorry about that. I think when I plug the charger in, this thing don't receive that well.
You all good, buddy. I'm going to sign her up for tonight because I got to get ready in the morning. Yeah, it was nice talking to you, buddy. You have a good night's rest and drive home safe. WRCC 582. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, man, take it easy. Yeah, I got work stuff going on, so I'm going to get to that and get it all handled. But good talking with you. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. WRG 46, I'll be monitoring.